99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Well, he was just crowned Tuesday night on Food Network's Chopped. Chef Josh Moore from Valare beating out three other chefs from across the country in a big old seafood-themed challenge called Deadliest Catch.
And it's been a long time coming.
Yep. Chef Josh Moore on the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you all?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you feeling?
Good, good. Relieved.
Well, yes. I just read that you had to keep this secret for over a year?
Yeah, yeah. The whole process started in spring of 2017 when they scouted Louisville, and then they did the bio shoot in July of 17, and then taped the show this past January in New York.
Wow.
Holy cow.
I have seen you all several times since that, and
you couldn't tell us.
I know. I was going to say, just backside at Derby or whatever. Wow. I mean, it's like, yeah. Chef Josh Moore. I mean, you got to give us a little insider trading every now and then, you know? So one of the things I always am curious about with these Food Network reality
shows,
yeah, for sure. How much lead time do you get on some of these challenges that you're given?
As far as time that you know the ingredients and don't see it on TV,
yes.
Zero. Zero.
Seriously?
Yeah. The appetizer round was the most difficult. And, you know, you were there all day. This is an all-day long taping, and you know there's a lot of videoing of, you know, the entries and the exits and the this and the that, but the actual cooking segment doesn't stop. You know, that clock starts and it runs until that 20 minutes is up, and the appetizer is especially hard because, you know, you're there very early and you're there for probably 4 hours before, you know, you're ever going back to do this appetizer. You know, you get a very brief time to see the pantry and the kitchen, like a minute, and then you open that basket, and it, I mean, the clock really does start when you open that basket.
And it's go time.
Yeah, and you know, they don't give you any hints ahead of time. You know, I've done other, you know, kind of local, like,
food challenges,
kind of themed like Chopped, and, you know, you kind of always, you know, they'll kind of give you like, oh, your theme might be seafood or it might be pork or something. And you get nothing with this. It really is, you open that basket and, you know, you don't know what you're going into. And when that clock starts, it doesn't stop, you know, whether somebody cuts themselves or whatever. I mean, it's nuts.
So what was your sweat level? Because, I mean, I just have got to be thinking your nerves are off the charts. Because not only are you on a national television show, but you've got a very short time to try to come up with something brilliant.
You know, I've told people it was the most challenging culinary thing I've ever done in my 25-year career.
Wow.
You know,
there
is no way to plan for it. But, you know, that appetizer course, that 20 minutes goes by so fast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can only imagine. So I listen, if I had a year to come up with a butter poached Alaska king crab with saltwater kelp jerky aioli,
yeah,
that would never happen.
Never happen. I mean, if there was a microwave option where she just had to peel back the saran and put it in the microwave, perhaps. But, well, Chef Josh Moore, congratulations. I mean, we've said it for years that Louisville is a foodie hub. And
yeah, we've got some of the best here in the world.
Yeah, and if you haven't checked out Valare, you've got to. I mean, it's an amazing restaurant, and we're just so dang proud of it.
Are you adding the butter poached Alaska king crab with saltwater kelp jerky aioli to the menu over there?
I don't know about adding it, but I might do it sometime just for fun. I am serving the sea urchin ice cream this weekend. Just a little scoop, just for fun to everybody.
Nice.
So, yeah, just as a little treat. You know, that dessert basket was absolutely insane, but it was really fun. We had great camaraderie, you know, amongst the chefs, and it was a great experience.
That is so fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, if anybody missed your episode, it was really cool that the mayor came by for the viewing party at the restaurant and gave you the proclamation. That was awesome. We've got it posted on our website so people can go and relive the glory that was winning Chopped. That is so cool.
Yep. Chef Josh Moore, thank you, man.
Thank you all so much.
And if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the website, wdjx.com. Just click podcast.